All right, let's dive into something that I think is super important. Familiar spirits and monitoring spirits. You've probably heard about monitoring spirits before. They're pretty well known. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that familiar spirits are out there too, and these are actually way more dangerous. Today, I want to break down why that is, so we can all be a bit more aware. Let's start with monitoring spirits. These are the kind of spirits that can only mess with you based on what they know. In other words, if you keep your thoughts, plans, and dreams to yourself, these spirits are pretty much powerless. They can't do anything because they don't have the ability to read your mind. Unlike God, they don't know everything. So if you stay quiet and keep your cards close to your chest, you won't have to stress about them interfering in your life. Before we dive deeper into the whole concept of familiar spirits, which is really where the focus should be, I want to give you a quick example to set the stage. Understanding the difference between these spirits is key, and I think this example will help clarify things. So, let's get into it. In the Bible, there's a story about a man named Samson. His mission was to free the Israelites from the Philistines. The Philistines couldn't defeat Samson as long as they didn't know his secret. However, they were clever and placed a monitoring spirit in his life to find out his secret. This is just a starting point to help you understand the difference between these spirits. We'll explore more about familiar spirits, and trust me, this is going to be a powerful discussion. Let's talk about the story of Samson and how it connects to the idea of monitoring spirits. In the Bible, there's a woman named Delilah who played a key role in Samson's downfall. She kept asking him over and over again, "Samson, what is the secret of your strength? What makes you so powerful?" As long as Samson didn't reveal the truth, the Philistines, who were his enemies, couldn't defeat him. He told Delilah lies about the source of his power, and as a result, he remained strong and unbeatable. However, everything changed when Samson finally told Delilah the truth, that his strength came from his hair. Once Delilah knew this, she betrayed Samson by having his hair cut, which caused him to lose his strength. This allowed the Philistines to overpower him easily. A man who was once as powerful as a lion ended up weak and defeated, all because he revealed his secret to the wrong person. Now let's think about what could have happened if Samson had never shared his secret with Delilah. It's likely that he would have continued to fulfill his mission and lived up to his full potential. Unfortunately, by revealing his secret, he allowed a monitoring spirit, symbolized by Delilah, to bring him down. This story teaches us a valuable lesson about the people we surround ourselves with. Sometimes, the people around us may not have our best interests at heart. They might be influenced by monitoring spirits, which can lead to our plans and dreams falling apart. Every time you share your goals, dreams, or even your successes with the wrong people, there's a risk that things might not work out as planned. Not everyone wants to see you succeed or make progress in life. This is why it's so important to be careful about who you share your dreams, goals, and plans with. This doesn't just apply to your friends or acquaintances. It also includes your own family members. Sometimes, even the people closest to us, like our parents or siblings, can unknowingly be influenced by negative forces or monitoring spirits. Imagine this scenario. You have an exciting opportunity or a deal that's almost finalized, and you're so happy about it that you share the news with your family. You might tell your mother, father, or sister because you trust them and want to share your joy. But then suddenly, things start to go wrong and the deal falls apart. You're left wondering how something that seemed like a sure thing could go so wrong. What might have happened is that when you shared your good news, a monitoring spirit became aware of your plans. These spirits are known for causing problems and disruptions in people's lives. They can take the positive energy and excitement from your plans and turn it into chaos, making everything go wrong. This is why it's important to think carefully before you share your plans, even with those you love and trust. It's not about being secretive or distrustful. It's about protecting your goals and dreams from negative influences that might be waiting to sabotage them. Whether it's a business deal, a personal project, or any important plan you have, consider keeping it to yourself until it's fully realized. This way, you minimize the risk of something going wrong because of a monitoring spirit that was informed too soon. If you're planning to do something big, like building a house or buying a car, it's really important to keep it to yourself. The reason is simple. Not everyone around you is happy to see you succeed. Some people, even those close to you, might not want to see you do well. It's sad, but true. There are people out there who are influenced by negative forces or are simply envious, and they might not want you to reach your goals. Just like there are people who are meant to help you on your journey, what we call destiny helpers, there are also those who, whether intentionally or not, can act as obstacles or even as destiny destroyers. These are the people or forces that can hinder your progress or cause setbacks in your life. Understanding this is crucial, especially for someone who believes in God, because the enemy, like Satan, can only act on the information he has. Similarly, monitoring spirits can only create problems based on what they know about your plans. Let me give you an example from the Bible to make this clearer. In the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 12, we see a significant moment in Jesus' life. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and at that moment, the heavens opened up. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove, and a voice from heaven declared, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." Before this moment, we don't see Satan directly attacking Jesus. But after this public declaration, when everyone, including Satan, knew who Jesus was, the attacks began. This shows us that the enemy often waits until he has enough information before making a move. When Jesus was just 12 years old, he amazed the scholars in the synagogue with his wisdom and understanding. He asked questions and gave answers that left these learned men astonished. Despite this, Satan didn't seem concerned at that time. It wasn't until much later, when something significant happened, that Satan took notice. There was a truly profound moment in the life of Jesus when he was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. During this sacred event, heaven opened up, and a voice from above declared, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." This wasn't just any declaration, it was a divine revelation that made it abundantly clear to everyone, including Satan, who Jesus truly was. Following this, if you look at Matthew chapter 4, you'll notice that Satan wasted no time in going after Jesus. He confronted him with a temptation, saying, "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." It's interesting to note that Satan chose his words carefully. He specifically used the title, Son of God. He didn't challenge Jesus by saying, "If you are the Savior of the world," or "If you are the Christ." Instead, he targeted the very identity that had been revealed during the baptism, Son of God. This subtle but deliberate choice of words highlights a crucial point. It shows that Satan, along with other spiritual forces, acts based on the information they have. They can only operate or cause disruption if they possess knowledge to exploit. In the same way, what you share with others, whether it's your plans, dreams, or even your sense of self, can be used against you. This is why it's so important to be mindful of what you say and who you say it to. By guarding your words, you protect yourself from unnecessary spiritual attacks and complications. You know, it's something we hear often, but it's really worth repeating. Being mindful of what you say can save you a lot of trouble down the road. When you're careful with your words, you're essentially safeguarding yourself from potential challenges and problems that could arise if the wrong people, or even negative forces, get a hold of your personal information. I really appreciate you taking the time to engage in this conversation. I hope the insights shared here resonated with you and offered something meaningful to reflect on as you continue your journey. If you found this content helpful and want to stay connected, I encourage you to subscribe. By doing so, you'll ensure you never miss out on future updates, and you'll become part of a community that's all about growth, wisdom, and positive transformation.